Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
He's a young quarterback by birth certificate, not by the tape. You know, the guy's playing extremely well. You could tell how much they think he's playing, you know, so good by the volume of their offense and the things they trust him to do. And he's come through for them in a big way, and he's tough to handle.
That's the voice of Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles. I love that line. Jaden Daniels is a rookie by birth certificate only.
It's perfect. That's a great way to put it.
G&D, welcoming you back. The show's brought to you today and every day by the law firm Condorian Murad. They're going to help you update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're giving away Caps tickets at 4 o'clock in 1 hour. They're the best team in hockey. The Commanders are on the precipice of a Super Bowl, which is hilarious. And the Capitals are the best team in the NHL, which is also unexpected and awesome. Danny, Friday, we are in Bethesda.
Caddies on Cordell and Grant and Danny on Cordell. We will be hanging out one of the iconic sports bars in the D.C. area, right in the heart of Bethesda, right there just off the strip off Wisconsin Avenue. That is a long-standing Maryland hangout. We will be there. Let's blow it out. Let's have fun.
I watched, thank you, big voice guy. I watched a Caps playoff game there with a bunch of people from our staff, Dar and Bodie, to date us a little bit. This has been so many years ago. But I think Marcus Johansson was still playing. I don't know why I remember him specifically.
First time or second time?
Probably the first time.
First time.
Yeah. And Braden Holtby misplayed a puck out of the net. I remember being livid about that. I want to say it was against the Rangers, but I'll have to do some digging. But yeah, that's a great bar, a lot of TVs. It's going to be fun, so come on out on Friday to Caddy's in Bethesda. Let's get to the rude guest hotline, though. I don't want to make our dignitary of a guest wait any longer. He is a Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, and you will recognize his voice, an icon covering D.C. sports in this town, and a guy that I'm very happy and honored to share the press box with from time to time on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Please welcome to the program, Mr. David Aldridge.
Round of applause.
DA, what's up, brother? How are you?
I am doing great, fellas. How are you?
Well, I saw you pretty chopping good. It up in a video with Magic Johnson having some yucks after the game the other night. You know, Magic Johnson, Commanders on the way to the Super Bowl, just normal stuff, DA.
I was saying this last night to somebody. I didn't tweet it because I thought, it's Twitter, so nobody will, it'll come across as snarky or rude. And it really isn't meant to be that way because I liked both of these guys very much. But I said, do you realize that 2 years ago and last year, there was serious discussion going on in this town about whether you could build a team around Taylor Heinicke or Sam Howell? Like, serious discussion. Not just, people were really like, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, look at their intangibles. Like, really hard, long discussions about those two guys. and you compare them, and they're good people, but you compare them to the guy that's playing quarterback now, and it's like, it's hard to believe that that was actually a thing in this city a couple of years ago. It's really, really weird, really weird.
Yeah, like almost not even the same sport, come to think of it. But, David, can you go to just the fact, again, the sentence that Grant uttered, where it's like, you know, David Aldridge covering the local Washington 53, talking to Magic Johnson, who's one of the owners. Like, this is all so surreal for so many of us. Each new detail is more surprising and dreamlike than kind of the last. Going to the people that are kind of behind the scenes here to sort of establishing this culture, which is, you know, not just in name only, as previous regimes have been, no disrespect to them, but some, just thinking about how different everything is from top to bottom. It's not just lip service.
It really is. I mean, it's not, look, Jaden is responsible for a lot of this, right? Like the lion's share of it. I don't want to put a percentage on it, but none of this happens if they don't have Jaden Daniels. We all understand how special he is. You know, if you've been, the people that have been following him all year know how special this is. But they did a lot of other things right too. And one of the things they did right is the things they didn't do. They didn't throw a bunch of money in draft picks to bring Brandon Ayuk in here. No disrespect to Brandon Ayuk. Which they could have done, which would have been the easy play, would have won the press conference. See, they're trying to win right now. They're trying to do everything to win. And they didn't do that. They kept their powder dry. They said, no, our receiver room is good. You know, and we all kind of went, are you sure about that besides Terry? And they went, yeah, we're sure. And you saw what Noah Brown did before he got hurt. And since he got hurt, De'Ami Brown has picked up and been sensational, like sensational in the playoffs. Like so they knew the room. They knew their locker room before the rest of us probably did. And the people that they've brought in, not just the obvious people, like, you know, Bobby Wagner is a Hall of Famer and has Hall of Fame credentials and he's a gravitational guy. People want to be around him. They want to listen to him. They want to hear what he has to say about things. And so he has swag and sway in that locker room, but it's not just that. It's Allegretti, who's been hurt all year and, you know, has played through injuries all year. It's bringing in Biotis from Dallas. Like, and staying with Andrew Wiley when a lot of people thought they should get rid of Andrew Wiley. And they didn't. They kept them. And, you know, that line and putting Brandon Coleman, a third round pick, in a tackle and saying, no, he's our left tackle. No, he's our left tackle now. And everybody going, what are you got to go sign somebody? And they went, no, we got a guy. We drafted a guy. And so all of these things that they do, they've been right so much more than they've been wrong. It's so telling about, as you talked about, the culture that they're building in. They bring in people that fit what they want to do. And it's been revelatory. It's been an eye-opener for me, really, watching them put this team together on the fly, basically. You know, they all are new here, too, right? Peters is new. Dan Quinn's new. The whole staff is new. You know, Lance Newmark was now going to New York, but he was here for a minute. You know, he was in the draft room, you know, so he was new. So, but they put together a team that's much better than we all thought it was going to be if we're all being honest with ourselves.
Well, that's what I want to pick up on, actually, because where I was going to go next is better than they thought it was going to be. I mean,
sure.
Let's be honest. Like, and I've talked to a couple people with the team about this, but it's very obvious when you see some of the reactions and the sellies and the videos and all that, and you're seeing it from the bowels of the stadium after these games with the owners. The goal this year was essentially to not stink. You know, to develop themselves into being a tough team to play that the fan base was proud of, and to kind of solidify the foundation and come out of this thing feeling like Jaden Daniels was the answer. This is all
Absolutely,
bonus
yeah.
to that, but like, there's no yeah. way that they thought they'd be here, and they're kind of acknowledging that. I love that element of this story.
Right. No, that's absolutely right, Grant. I mean, they will acknowledge that this was not they did not expect to be 14-5 in the NFC Championship game. No, they did not. That was not the expectation. That was not the goal. As much as they can say, you know, Dan Quinn got up and said, we're here to win a Super Bowl. Nobody really believed that in year one. Like, that was 2026 maybe, right? Like, if we're being honest, that was like, you know, 2 years from now when they've had three drafts, you know, with their stamp on it, and they've brought in 18 to 24 people through the draft that are their guys, and they have the quarterback, and then you make the run, right? And then your window's open. So yeah, no, absolutely. They didn't know this was coming. And it always speaks to a few things. Number one, the coaching's been really good. Cliff Kingsbury's been really good. We don't hear much about the Cliff anymore, right? Like everybody said was going to happen, didn't happen. If it happened, it was brief. He fixed it. He's been unbelievable. I can't believe, the reason why he's not a head coach is because they're still in the playoffs, but I will be shocked if he's not a head coach somewhere next year. Like, I don't know what else he can do to show that he's ready to get another shot at this thing. Joe Witt's been terrific. That unit has been up and down, but they're up at the right time. And, you know, for three quarters of the season, they weren't producing many turnovers. Well, they are now. Lots of them and important ones. The coaching's been good. The quarterback has been better than we all thought he would be. And I think most of us thought he was going to be pretty good. But I go back to the offensive line and the receiver room, because those were the two kind of flashing lights, yeah. Right? I think most of us would say maybe cornerback, you know, before they got Lattimore, that was a flashing light. But Famer still's been everything they said he was going to be, you know, in terms of impact. And Lattimore really picked it up last week and played very well, I thought. So, what they got out of those two rooms is remarkable. The O-line room and the wide receiver room, because I didn't know if they'd be able to score enough points, even with Daniels. Because I just think, well, who's he throwing? They're going to double Terry and take everything else away. Who's he going to throw to? And how is he going to have enough time to throw to people? You know, and so the route that he threw to Brown, that's a long developing route. That took a long time. Like, you have to have a lot of time to throw that ball and put enough air under it for Brown to catch it. And it just speaks to the belief they had in those guys, and those guys have come through for them.
David Aldridge with us here on Grant and Danny. You mentioned Cliff Kingsbury, and I was one of the annoying people, David, that now looks foolish in some people's eyes, but I was simply acknowledging, hey, this is happening. This has happened before, whereas offenses have gotten worse. We've got a few game stretch here where it doesn't look as good. I'm looking for some changes. And I think you said this very well. To his credit, those changes happened. After Terry McLaurin lined up on the left side, didn't have any targets for 99% of that Philadelphia game, he's now moved around. He's now getting more looks and is more involved. We don't go those, you know, quarters and halves and games at a time where he doesn't get chances, doesn't get looks. I give Cliff a lot of credit for kind of making that adjustment. It feels like that's kind of an underrated story here, is it was going downhill for a minute and they stopped it. That to me is kind of one of the underlying stories of the season.
I think, again, yes, the adjustments that the coaches have made, what they've done at halftimes, and that's more on the defensive side thing than the offensive side, but it matters. Like, there were halves where they were getting gassed, and then they fixed it, right? And they stopped it, and they adjusted. So they've been good in game. They've been good during the week. I'm thinking about, is there a game where I really thought they got out-coached this year? Like, I'm sure somebody will come up with one, but I can't think of one where they just got out-coached.
The home Dallas game was the only one I remember feeling that way about.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play well in that game, right? And so you could make the argument that was – they didn't have them ready to play, or they didn't adjust, or whatever it was, you know, whatever you want to say about it. Yeah, that's one. But other than that, like, I don't think they've been out-coached in any game this year. Like, I can't think of one where – somebody just did something that they never fixed on the field or never tried to fix. Cliff Kingsbury has done a great job, I think. I mean, the game plan they had last week, and I love Lion fans all of a sudden. 15-2, we're the best team in the league, and after they lose, well, we had all these injuries. How could we possibly win a game at home after having 2 weeks off? What do you want from us? You know, like, it's insane. They had every answer for everything Detroit tried defensively. Like, whatever Detroit did, if they went played zone, they killed the zone. If they played man, they killed the man. If they rushed three, they killed the defense in the back. If they blitzed, they killed the defense up front. And again, Jaden's got a lot to do with that, but it's executing and having the right play called against the defense. And having the ability to get to that play if that wasn't the original play. They were really good. Like, they were really good offensively last week.
David, I'm ask a question to ask a question. What was the first time you covered sports?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You mean professionally?
Yeah.
1987.
Okay. So I ask that for a reason, right?
Yeah.
This is the most unlikely run, maybe, that I've seen in terms of where they were 1 year ago to where they are today. Is there anything that you can think of that looks like this in the way of an overnight renaissance?
Oh, I think 19 and 31 in 2019.
But at least that team had been, that roster was really good.
Had been playoff competitive.
I mean, like, well, 1 year ago, they were the second worst team in the league.
Yeah, that's fair. But I mean, that Nat team was going nowhere.
True.
You know that. Like, they were getting napalmed every night when they went to the
bullpen. Danny and I walked, true story, we walked down Half Street because our boss told us, hey, we need someone there in case Davey gets fired, basically.
Dude, I've said this, you know, because it's true. They played the Cubs. The Cubs came in for weekend series. And I don't think it was 1931, but it was close to that. I went out there to fire Davey Martinez. That was what I was going to do that night. I was going to write a column saying they have to fire Davey Martinez. This has to end now.
Yeah.
And I went and talked to Joe Maddon, who was the manager of the Cubs at the time, who was Davey's guy, mentor. You know, he was his bench coach. He's been in Chicago for many years, right? Davey was. And I told him, I said, look, I can't not fire this guy tonight. And he said, look, I know you have a job to do, but I'm telling you, it's better over there than you think. If you give it another 2 weeks and they're not any good in 2 weeks, then you can fire him. He literally said that to me.
No way. Like, Joe Maddon.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say you can fire him. He said, it will be better in 2 weeks, and if it isn't, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You know, like, but he said they got more there than you think, and that when they get, he said when they get Rendon back, they will be better. And because remember, Rendon was hurt the first part of the season.
Sure.
And I said, all right, you're Joe Maddon, and I'm not. That's smart. And I didn't fire him that night. And I'm so glad I didn't, because I would have looked like a moron. Because I came back and won the World Series that year, you know? So it just goes to show you, nobody knows anything, guys. Nobody knows anything.
Well, to that point, David, they that was right before. I'm looking at it now. They lost four. Remember, that was that four game sweep in New York where they got walked off. The bullpen blew a couple different games. So, I don't have a column anywhere. I was just writing that to my friends every day. You know, like that would have reflected public sentiment. One more before we let you jump here. At least Philadelphia is really good. They're a different challenge than Detroit. Defensively, they may be the best in the NFL. If not, they're 1, 2, 3 somewhere in there. Vic Fangio is really good at coordinating defense that bothers opponent offenses. It's been a slog both times until, you know, the kind of that explosion in the second half this past time that Philadelphia and Washington played. But what kind of chance do you give them? The line has gone from 4.5 to now Philadelphia favored by 6.5 at home. It's going to be cold. Just what do you think?
I got two questions. And I don't have the answer to either of them right now, but they're pretty obvious ones. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody stop Saquon Barkley all year, right? I mean, it's not like the Commanders are the only team that he's run crazy against.
I was going to say, you've seen everybody. Him run for 296 yards.
Yeah, you got a great seat for that.
In two games.
Yeah, he's crushed everybody, okay? So it's not a Commander's problem. It's an NFL problem, right? So I don't know how they stop that. And I don't know how they block Jalen Carter and Jordan. I don't know how they do it. Like, I don't know how they do it. And especially without Cosme in the lineup. That just is, it's brutal. That defensive line is insanely good. And it would be difficult enough if you had all of your offensive line healthy, but without your best offensive lineman, like, I don't know how they get enough push to run enough to control the clock, because you got to control the clock against the Eagles, right? Again, it's the same thing with the Lions and with the Buccaneers. The best defense is keeping those guys on the sideline. Well, how do you keep them on the sideline if you can't run the football? You have to be able to run the football, at least some. Like, if you get 180, great, but you have to do something when you try to run the ball. And those are my two questions, and those are the two things that they got to figure out this week, because I don't know what the answer is to either of them. But if you don't accomplish both of those things, you can't win the game. And those are the two things they got to figure out. How do you do those two things to give yourself a chance to win the game? Because we've all seen it, but like, you have to be willfully stupid at this point to not see. If they're in the game in the fourth quarter, 5 can win the game for them. Doesn't matter who they're playing. If they're within a touchdown or less, that guy can win the game for them. So the goal is to get to the fourth quarter, not down 17 points.
It's amazing that, yeah, you got a rookie who's going to make you right as long as you can just keep him in the game long enough to. Hey, DA, we appreciate you. I will see you at the link on Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David Aldridge. Always love having him on the program.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.